大家下午好。
So thank you for your prayers.
谢谢大家的代祷。
It's nice to be back.
很感谢主，我们安全的回到了英国。
Most of the time on the trip is supposed to be a holiday. It's supposed to be a holiday.
其实我们应该是我们一个家庭的一个度假的时间。
But I ended up praying for people, prophesying, talking to people most of the time.
但是呢，我发觉我大部分的时间都是在做神的工作。
I even lived in a hotel opposite a night market.
啊，甚至我的那个住的酒店是在个夜市对面。
The plan was to go there every night and eat very good food.
那么我本身的计划呢，是方便我们每天晚上出去可以吃一些美味的食物。
I paid 7 nights of premium rates.
那么我花了就是昂贵的那个费用啊，酒店的费用。
I only managed to go there once.
然后呢？其实我发觉，我后来只是去的那个夜市一次。
And that's the need of the people.
但是我们看到，真的看到了众人的需求。
You know, before I went, I said I'm not going to pray for anyone, not going to prophesy to anyone, not going to talk to anyone.
然后，其实我度假之前呢，我心里在想说，我这个时候我就放松自己，我不做，也不会去发预言啊，去施工的为难祷告啊什么的，我什么都不做。
You know, when God calls you in the ministry, you haven't got a choice.
但是神呼召你来侍奉他，在那个事故当中，我们别无选择。
The needs are so great.
因为百姓那个众人的需求是如此大。
It doesn't matter whether you belong to a big church or a small church.
不管是你属于一个大教会还是小教会都好。
The problems are the same.
我们面对的问题都是一样。
Overwhelmingly, everyone's looking for Jesus.
其实很让人惊叹的是，所有人都在寻求我们的主耶稣。
Even though we go to church every Sunday.
尽管我们每周日我们都来聚会。
Even though we are Christians,
尽管我们是称自己为基督徒。
We have access to Jesus.
我们也可以来到神的面前，主的面前。
And yet many people that I met, we are so desperate for Jesus.
但是在这过往的一周当中，我见到那些人，所有人都很迫切的需要主。
Somehow, we are not experiencing the life that Christ has given.Die for us for.
但是很遗憾的是，我们不出于某种原因，我们没有经历耶稣基督为我们死付上代价所带来的这种生命。
So we need to pray.
所以我们需要更多的祷告。
And ask the Lord to help us.
来祈求神来帮助我们。
And to help me as well.
帮助我自己。
Because everybody think I'm very spiritual.
可能大家弟兄姊妹觉得我自己很属灵。
But if you cut me, I will bleed.
但是就算你割我一下，那我也会流血。
We are all the same.
我们都是一样。
We are in need of Jesus.
我们都迫切的需要。
I also noticed a lot of people are watching Zoom and YouTube. When I was away, I could see, whoa, there's quite a few people.
那么我记得就是在我度假这段时间，我们很多人也在网上通过 Zoom 的方式来跟我们聚会。
So those of you who are watching from Zoom, and if you're in London, you should be here.
那么如果你在网上聚会，但是你住在伦敦的话，那么我们真的邀请你来到我们的实体教会。
If you can,
如果可以的话。
It's not enough just to hear a message.
因为我们只是在网上听个讲道，真的还不够。
The Bible talks about do not neglect gathering together of the body.
因为在圣经讲说，我们不要停止聚会，肢体之间的
团结。It is biblical to gather in a church with the other Christians.
因为这是很属圣经的说，我们要在肢体当中、弟兄姊妹当中互相连接。
Because God pours out His presence in a different way.
因为神用不同的方式倾倒他的恩膏。
That you can't receive at home.
就是很多时候我们在一个家的环境当中是很难领受
到的。There are certain things that you can receive at home, but certain things you can only receive when you're gathered together with other people.
那么可能在我们在家中的时候，有些东西我们可以领受到，但是某些东西可能在需要我们在教会当中跟众肢体连接的时候才领受得到。
And this week has really reinforced to me how many people need Jesus.
这周当中，在我心中一个很大的负担就是有多少人到底需要耶稣。
So many people have unsafe family.Members,
我们有很多人有还未信主的家人和朋友。
Don't accept that as a fact.
我们不要接受这样的一个事实。
If Jesus saves you, He wants to save the rest of your family.
如果主耶稣拯救我们，他会拯救我们的全家。
Believe in Him.
我们要真的相信他的应许。
Don't be intimidated by anybody.
不要被任何人所威胁。
So this July,
所以今年七月，三月
we're encouraging people in the church.
我们鼓励教会的弟兄姊妹们
to pray for one person to three persons.
那我们为特定的一到三个人代祷。
To pray to, for God to give you some way of reaching out to them.
让我们为这三个 一到三个人祷告，求神给我们有个特定的方式，我们可以啊为他们传福音。
Because knowing Jesus is so important.
因为认识我们的主是如此之重要。
You see, today we are facing unprecedented challenges in life.
今天在我们的世界当生活当中，我们遇到前所未料的一些挑战和困难。
Ever since 2020, the world has never been the same again.
自从2020年疫情发生之后，我们的世界就永远不再一样了。
It will never go back to where it was.
也不可能回到疫情之前。
We as a church been prophesying this for several years.
其实在这疫情发生之前，我们教会为这个事情已经发了几年的预言了。
Who would imagine the world really has changed?
真的，我们现在却真实的感受到这个世界已经改变了。
The bad news is, it's going to get worse.
但是坏消息是，这个现在的情况会越来越糟。
The good news is, we have Jesus.
但是好消息是我们有耶稣基督。
Amen.
Amen.
The challenge not only is in the world, but it's for individual.
那么这个挑战不光是在这世间当中，也是对于我们每个个体而言的。
We need God more than ever before.
我们比任何时候都更加的需要我们的主。
You see, the type of Christianity that I've learned in my 40 years as a Christian was enough for my generation to be quite happy, to live a quite a happy life.
我在过去40年做基督徒所积攒的那些经验和信仰，可以帮助我们那个年代的基督徒在世上过得比较很富裕和开心。
You don't need to know God that well. You don't need to know your Bible that well. You'll be quite okay as a Christian.
在我们那个年代，你对跟主的关系不用这么的亲密，你对圣经的神的话语不用这么知道这么确切，你都可以成为一个好的基督徒。
You see, my competitors were people that lived around my area and in London.
就是我当时
for a job.
我对于我当时工作上的竞争者都是我身边的同事和我住在我附近的人。
Today, the new generation are competing with the globe.
但是如今的新的世代的人，他们面对的挑战是全球化。
Today, in my generation, if you want to hear something, it's either television or you read a book.
那么在我的年代，如果你想得到一个讯息，要么看电视，要么读报纸。
But today, the young people are overwhelmed by information on how you should live your life and what you're lacking.
那么现在当今的新一代的年轻人，他们被这个社交媒体上所有这个众多的讯息来引导他们如何去活，或者他们的缺乏。
So the Christianity for this generation needs to be much higher level and much higher grade than what we used to. In other words, you need the authenticity of Jesus.
所以在这个时代的基督徒要比我们那个时代基督徒要活得更高的一个境界，更高一个程度。
It is not enough to say to hear every Sunday that Jesus loves me, but I want to see Jesus loving me.Day to day, in my job, in my home, in my relationships.
所以我们不只是满足于在每个主日，我们感受到主耶稣说我爱你。我们要在我们每日的生活当中，每个光景当中，在我们的关系、家庭和孩子当中，我们要感受到主耶稣的爱。
And that is a challenge for us.
这是对我们每个人一个挑战。
We have to go beyond pleasing the human nature.
我们不光是要，不只是满足我们肉体的一个需求。
Being seeker friendly.
成为一个好像讨人喜欢的人。
Because it doesn't help you when you're in a crisis.
因为当我们遇到一些困难的时候，这个帮不了我们。
We have to somehow take hold of what it means to partake of the divine nature of Christ.
我们必须要想方法来紧紧抓住耶稣基督他属神的神性。
And what that means is to understand that we have been grafted into the family of God.
这个换言之就是我们要明白我们是成为神国的一家人。
And that Jesus being the Son of God, we have now joined his family, and that his Father now has become our Father.
耶稣基督作为我们的主，也是我们的长兄，我们因此进入到神国的家庭当中，那么父神也会成为我们的父。
So the truth that we need to know is not something that pleases our human nature, but something that goes much deeper.A longing in our hearts. What are we yearning? We are all longing for the Father who's in heaven.
所以我们所知道的知识，不光只是满足我们肉体的一个满足，我们要更深刻的是我们魂里面更深切的对于父神的一个渴慕。
Amen. That's our challenge.
这是我们面对的挑战。
We have to have a Christianity that works.
我们必须要认知到一种信仰是行得通的。
We need to tell our loved ones Jesus is alive.
我们必须告诉我们身边我们所爱的人，耶稣基督是活着的神。
And there is a heaven, there is a hell.
那么这个世界有天堂，也有地狱。
And there is eternal salvation and eternal damnation.
那么有永恒的得救，也有永恒的刑罚。
Those are the truths.
这是真理。
And that His word is absolutely trustworthy.
主的话语是绝对的，信靠得住。
Amen. Now, the devil won't leave you alone.
我们知道仇敌不会放任我们不管。
Whether you are a Christian or not Christian,
不管你是基督徒还是非信徒。
Whether you are on fire or not on fire for God,
不管你是对主火热还是不温不热，都好。
One thing for sure, the enemy will battle you.
那么有一点我们非常确信的是，仇敌会不断地来攻击我们。
We will face battles as individuals, battle as a human, as a group of people.
我们面对的挑战有针对我们个人的，也会针对我们这个群体的。
You notice every day when you wake up is battle after battle after battle.
每天我们早上我们起来之后，我们所面对的挑战是一个接一个。
Sometimes I cry out to God, please give me peace.
很多时候我真的跟神求，主啊，求你真的赐给我平安吧。
If it's not someone in your family battling you, it will be someone at work battling you. If it's not the work, it will be the government battling at you or the taxman battling you.
所以我们面对的挑战，不管是我们身边的人也好，或者是我们工作上、职场上的人好，或者是政府这个世界的神针对我们也好。
Today I want to tell you, all of our battles, we need God.
所以在我们每一个征战当中，我们都需要主
to solve our battles,
让他来帮助解决我们的征战。
And that's why the Bible teaches our battle belongs to God.
所以圣经教导我们，我们的征战是属于神的。
Amen.
Amen.
In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, there is the king of Judah, Jehoshaphat.
在历代志下二十章十五节。这里以色列的王叫沙法，约沙法。
So Jehoshaphat is one of the early Judah kings.
那么约沙法王呢，是犹大国早期的王。
He's one of those kings that the Bible says is a good man.
那么这是约沙法王，是圣经所提到的犹大王国当中比较好的一个君王。
But unfortunately, he had many enemies.
但是很不幸的是，他四周都被仇敌
所围绕。Jehoshaphat represents our lives. We are surrounded by hostility.
所以约沙法的那个光景呢，就跟我们现在光景很相似。我们四面为敌。
Although we want a peaceful life, but external to us, they don't want to give you peace.
虽然我们想要一个很平静平和的生命，但是我们四面受困，就得不到这个平安。
It's like there are many people in the world that just want to live in peace.
就好像世界上很多人，他说我只是想过一个平静安稳的生活。
But you always get this person, that government causing problems.
但是你总是会遇到各种各样的人或者事来带来很多的麻烦和问题。
So Jehoshaphat's situation represents to us that we are surrounded in our environment. There is hostility. The enemy wants to battle you.
所以约沙法王呢，他那种面对的光景呢，就跟我们现在那种环境很相似。我们四面受困，围绕被仇敌围绕。
Now, depending on how you want to see battle,
那么取决于我们每个人对征战的一种定义和看法。
Do you see the enemy attacking you and you go, 死啦？
如果你看到仇敌攻击你，可能你的反应会比较消极，说啊，死了惨了。
Or do you see the battle as an opportunity?
或者你把这个征战看作是一种机遇？机会。
Is it God wants us to see every time when the enemy attack you as an opportunity?
那么每次把看到仇敌攻击我们的那个机会的变成是那种事情看成一种机会。
Because if you win,
因为如果我们得胜的话，
if you let God fight it,
如果为向神为我们征战，
the rewards are great.
那我们得的赏赐就是大的。
If you run away from it,
但是如果我们逃离这个征战的话，
it becomes a roadblock.
那么就变成一个绊脚石。
It becomes a fear.
那变成我们生命中一种惧怕。
Your life becomes paralyzed.
那我们的生命就会被瘫痪、停滞不前。
Depends on how you see it.
所以取决于我们如何看待我们面前
这个征战。You see, when Suzanne and I in Hong Kong, one thing we discover about the Hong Kong people is they are fast at queuing.
我跟苏珊，我们当时在香港，我们最大的一个发现就是香港人的排队特别快。
No matter how fast we are, we're always at the back of the queue.
不光我们动得多么快，好像我们都不如他们，每次
排队在后面。I can't believe it. You know.So we were flying from Hong Kong to Taiwan, right? And we were saying, okay, as soon as they announce, we're going to go straight to the desk. to the boarding desk.
当时我们从香港坐飞机去台湾的时候，当时我们说，如果一听到广告通知，我们就排队去那个登机口。
And Suzanne got her boarding pass ready.
然后我们拿着我们的登机牌准备登机了。
As soon as they announce, ladies and gentlemen, we can board.We got up and then we rushed to the boarding desk.
但是我们当时一听到那个通知的时候，我们马上就跑到那个登机牌那个门口，登机口门口。
This is absolutely true. By the time we got to the desk,
但是我们走到那个登机口门前那个验票那个台那边的时候
，we were at the back.
然后我们发觉我们已经在队伍的后面。
I said,How is this possible?
怎么可能呢？我们已经很快了。
I'm sure they were behind us.
那我觉得我明明看到他们在我们后面。
How can we end up in the back?
那么为什么我们才去到那个排那个队伍的最后了
？So therefore, I was in despair.
所以当时我就很沮丧。
I can never beat the Hong Kong people when it comes to queuing.
所以讲到排队的话，我肯定赶不上香港人。
But then.I changed the way I saw it.
但是呢，我后来改变我一种看待这个事情
的态度。To me, it was a losing battle.
但是可能对于我来说，我就是在这个事情上我失
败了。Just like the way we see the way in our environment, our situation, I can't see myself winning.
就很多时候，我们看到我们生命中一些光景的时候，我们看不到自己有得胜的可能。
But when you begin to see it from God's point of view, it's different. It's an opportunity.
但是很多时候，如果我们退后一步，用神的眼光来看待这个事情的时候，可能是成为你生命中的机遇。
So when we were getting off the plane, I said to Suzanne, "You watch. The same behavior is they will empty the airplane very quickly."
那么当时上了飞机以后，我跟我的跟Suzanne说，可能他们当时下飞机的那状态跟刚才登飞上机的一样，会很快就会下去了。
Those of you who know who've been traveling knows getting off the plane is actually more important than getting on the plane.
可能我们平时在旅行的时候，我们发现下飞机的速度可能比应该上飞机的速度更重要。
So in the end, I love traveling with the Hong Kong people.
那么到最后，我发觉我很喜欢跟香港人一起坐飞机。
Because they get off the plane faster than me.
因为他们下飞机的速度也很快。
Do you see the same people? You can either see it negative or you see it positive.
所以就是对于同一件事情，你可以很积极的，也可能很消极的去看待这个事
情。So either Jehoshaphat is going to be defeated by the enemy, or he can see as God giving the enemy to him.
所以这里对于约沙法王来说，他可能可以看作消极的认为说他被仇敌击败，但是如果他积极的看待说神会把这个仇敌交在他的手中。
You see, without defeating his enemies.He cannot properly rule and have peace and prosper in his land.
如果他不能在这个征战当中不能胜过他的仇敌，那么他在所掌管的犹大国，他就不能平安的掌王。
So if you want to understand Jehoshaphat's whole life, just remember this: 走后心法。Jehoshaphat. In other words, in Cantonese, you have to.He said, you have to first do it well, and then you will prosper.
所以用约沙法
走猴心法
就是你做好了然后你就会有好的结果
And that's Jehoshaphat.
所以
So he has to defeat the enemy before he can prosper.
所以他必须要击败他的仇敌他才可以平安度日
Because they're there to threaten you.
因为那些仇敌时时刻刻都 来威胁你
So what did he say here? In verse 15,And he said, Listen, all Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, Do not be afraid and do not be dismayed in this great horde, for the battle is not yours, but God's.
Amen. 他说 犹大众人、耶路撒冷的居民和约沙法王，你们要留心听，耶和华对你们如此说：不要因这大军就恐惧惊慌，因为胜败不在乎你们，而是在乎神。
Everyone say to yourself, it is not my battle, but God's battle.
我们都对自己说，不是我们的征战，而是属乎神的。
It is not my problem, but God's problem.
不再是我自己的问题，而是神的问题。
You have to understand that first.
我们必须要有这样的一个认知。
The enemy is getting at you. You've got to see it is God's enemy.
因为我们看见仇敌在攻击我们，但是我们要知道我们的仇敌是属乎神的。
It is God's battle.
那么神会亲自为我们征
战。So what do you need to do?
我们需要做什么呢
？You need to listen to God.
我们需要做的就是来聆听神。
What is it that I need to do then? If it's your battle,
如果是属乎神的战争，那我们知道神要做什么。
And God gives him the instructions what to do.
那么神会给很清楚的指示要做什么。
Verse 17. You will not need to fight this battle.
这里十七节说，你不要去征战，不要征战。
I tell you, brothers and sisters, in life, many of the battles you don't need to fight.
其实在我们生命当中，很多征战我们都不需要自己亲自出马。
A lot of the problems go away.
很多问题他自己会解决。
Because in our minds, we keep thinking the worst thing that can happen.
因为很多时候我们在问题发生之前，我们会把最糟的情况想到。
Oh, I'm not going to go on that plane. What happens if the plane crash? What happens if I sit next to someone really big? What happens if all these problems?
那比如说我们坐飞机的时候，还没有上飞机之前，你就想到哇，不要搭这个飞机。这个飞机如果出事故怎么办？或者坐我旁边的人很胖怎么办？就会很多很多很糟的情况。
If you are such a person, you need to be delivered.
如果你是这样的一个情况的话，那么你要得释放。
Delivered from fear.
那么你要把从恐惧当中释放出来。
You need to trust God.
你需要来信靠神。
Amen? Amen. A lot of the problems you don't need to deal with.
其实很多我们觉得的问题都不需要去解决。
But when you do need to do it, deal with it.
但是如果我们真的需要去处理的话，我们就
要正面出击。Look what he said. Stand firm.
他这里说，你们要摆正站立，站着。
What do most of us do? We run.
我们很多时候面对困难的反应是什么？我们转身就跑。
God is saying, don't fear the enemy.
主在告诉我们说，不要惧怕你面前的仇敌。
Stand strong.
要勇敢站立。
You know who you are.
你知道你的身份。
You know who is backing you.
你知道你后面的是谁在支撑着你。
Amen.
Amen.
Most of the battle that the enemy fights is all about fear.
那时候我们所面仇敌给我们来引起的征战，就是带来恐惧在我们生命当中。
The enemy makes himself a lot bigger than he is.
仇敌他看似很巨大，但是其实很渺小。
And then he says, "Hold your position."
他说我们要摆正站立。
I'm not going to move.
我们不要动摇。
Over my dead body. This is the English expression.
Okay. 就是好像。
See,
就算死了，我要就是好好站着。
So remember, verse 17, right? Make it your instructions. Stand firm.
所以这是神给我们的指示，我们要
hold your position，
要站立稳，摆正站立的稳。
Are we doing anything at all? Stand firm, hold your position.
我们需要做的就是站好我们的位置，站立住。
So what does God ask you to do?
神叫我们做什么呢
？Watch，
让我们站着来看。
See the salvation of the Lord on your behalf.
看耶和华为你们施行拯救。
Amen.
Amen.
O Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid and do not be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, and the Lord will be with you.
不要恐惧，也不要惊慌。明日当出去迎敌，因为耶和华与你们同在。
So what do we need to do?
那么我们需要做什么呢？
God is saying, go out and face your enemy.
神对我们说，我们要出去正面迎敌。
Don't hide.
不要躲藏起来。
Don't run away from it.
不要逃跑。
When you see your enemy, stand firm.
看见你的仇敌就站立得稳。
And see what God does.
然后亲眼看耶和华施行拯救。
That was the battle strategy that God gave Jehoshaphat.
这是神给约沙法王所清楚的真正的指示。
Amen.
Amen.
He didn't say, "Let me give you a lot of money. You go and buy some machine gun. Go and buy some tanks. Buy this and buy that." No, God said, "Go out." Stand firm, hold your position, and watch.
主耶稣说，神耶和华神没有告诉约沙法王说，我给你很多的钱财，来去买很多武器，来击打这些仇敌。他只是说，你们出去正面迎敌，站立着稳，然后亲眼看耶和华是你拯救。
Watch how God delivers you.
你要亲眼去见看看耶和华怎么施行。
God has to prove to you and me that He loves you.
神要亲自向我们显明他如此爱我们。
So let's give Him an opportunity.
所以我们要给神这样一个机会。
Amen.Don't take it away from God.
不要把这样的机会拿走。
Amen.
Amen.
Go out. He didn't say stay in.
他没有说藏在里面，让我们出去迎敌。
It's always an action for us.
对我们来说就是一个动作，我们要一个
行动。The action is always the same.
这个行动总是这样子的。
Go.
我们要出去。
And trust God.
出去信靠神。
Go and trust God. Live your life.
我们出去，因为带着最主的信靠来活着。
Oh no! If I go to work tomorrow, I dread this. I dread. Just go.
如果去上班之前有各种的担忧，但是放下这样的担忧，我们
就出去。And by the time you get there,
但是当我们到你的地方的时候
，the enemy is already scattered.
知道我们的仇敌已经被神所分散开来。
And then you know it's God.
然后你知道是神的作为。Amen.
Then you realize.What was all that fear, all that shaking, anxiety for?
那当时你回想说，那当时我当初那种恐惧、担忧、惧怕，到底为了什么呢？
Amen. First Samuel chapter 17.
撒母耳记上十七章四十节。
David was facing Goliath.
大卫面对哥利亚。
So David was facing Goliath.
大卫在面对巨人哥利亚。
Goliath represents our giant.
那么这个巨人就代表我们生命中的那种困难。
Our biggest enemy in our life.
我们生命中最困难的最大的巨人。
The enemy every day in our minds, in our hearts is taunting us, mocking us.
在我们一年当中，在我们心中，在我们生命当中的仇敌不断的是在折磨我们。
It is our greatest fear in our hearts.
是我们心中最大的一个恐惧。
Something that we don't want to face.
或者是我们生命中我们很不想去面对的一些东西。
Something that we want to run away from.
很多东西让我们很惧怕，甚至想逃离。
Every time when somebody mentions that name, or you see that person's face, or you see that situation, your heart melts. You are shaking.
或者是你看到一些、听到一些事情，或者看到一些人，或者遇到一种情况的时候，会让你产生极大的恐惧。
Every time when you think of the situation, it is an impossible situation, and it is a mountain in front of you. It is a giant that cannot die.
所以，当我们面对一些光景的时候，好像一座巨山挡在我们的面前，好像是一个巨人拦阻在我们面前。
We all have that giant.
相信我们的生命中都有这样的巨人。
And he's blocking your path.
他是拦阻我们前进的道路。
He's stopping you from progressing in your life.
他可能来拦阻你来继续向前。
He is stopping you from progressing and taking possession of what God wants to give you in your life.
或者这些东西在拦阻我们来推进向前，来得到神所为我们所应许的
东西。Many of our Christians, we do not progress and do not take hold of what Christ has given us is because we have a Goliath.
很多时候因为我们生命中有这样的哥利亚的存在，以致让我们不能突破向前来得到神所应许给我们的。
It is often a repetitive dream that occurs over and over again. Every time when we dream of it, we shake, we sweat.
很多时候我们持续发生一些不断重复发生的一些噩梦，让我们产生极大的恐惧。
That battle belongs to God.
今天我们告诉大家，这样的征战属乎神。
If you try and fight it, you will lose.
如果你尝试自己去征战的话，就会输。
Amen. You will lose.
你会输掉这个征战。
That's why you say, God, this is your battle, not my battle.
所以今天我们告诉对神说，这是你的征战，不是在乎我。
Everyone say, your battle, not my battle.
主是你的征战，不是在乎我。
Your problem, not my problem.
主啊，这个问题给你，不在乎我的问题。
So what do I do, Lord?
所以主啊，我们到底要做什么？
Amen. The first one, when you were surrounded by hostility, here is the one that looks straight in your face, staring in your eyes, mocking you, intimidating you.
所以第一种情况，当我们四面被仇敌围绕，或者这个哥利亚巨人就在我们面前来威胁我们、恐吓我们的时候，我们怎么做？
There's a difference between surrounded by your enemy to the one who's always taunting you.
那么被四面围敌的情况，还跟这个那个在你面前就虎视眈眈看着你那个仇敌还不一样。
Both needs to be defeated.
那么这两种情况呢，这种仇敌都要被击败。
Both are God's battle and not our battles.
这两个都是属乎神的征战，而不是在乎我们。
So we read in verse 45.
让我们看看这里45节。
Then David said to the Philistine, You come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the Lord God of the armies of Israel, whom you defied.
大卫对非利士人说，你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜矛，但我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名，就是你所辱骂带领以色列军队的神。
First, you need to know who you are.
首先我们必须知道我们真实的身份。
Who you are in God.
我们在神里面的身份。
And how God sees you.
还有神看我们。
I am a child of God.
我是神儿女。
I participate in the divine nature of Christ.
我有属神的本性。
I am adopted into his family.
我进入到神的家庭当中。
I am precious to God.
我在神眼中是非常宝贵的。
And if I am his child, my father will fight for me.
如果我是属神的儿女，那么我的父就会为我而征战。
Amen. And that's basically what David is saying. You uncircumcised Philistine.
所以这里大卫在说，你这些未受割礼之非利士人。
What does he mean by uncircumcised Philistine?
未受割礼什么意思呢？
You who do not have a covenant.With God.
你们这些与神没有谋约的人。
Because everyone who has a covenant with God is circumcised.
因为所有与神有盟约之人都会有受这个割礼。
We have a covenant with God.
我们与神有这个盟约。
Through Jesus.
借着耶稣基督。
We are circumcised in the heart.
我们是受新的割礼。
Christ lives in me.
耶稣基督住在我们的里面。
I belong to Jesus.
我们是属于神主
的。His father is my father.
主啊，父，耶稣的父也是我们的父。
I belong to his family.
我们属于神国。
We need to brainwash ourselves so that that becomes a reality in our thinking.
我们必须不断的去默想、思想这样的一个事实，以致让影响我们的心。
Because that is the most that is the bit that causes defeat in our lives over and over again by you not knowing who you are.
那是因为我们没有真实的一个认知，我们对我们真实身份的一个认知，来导致这样一个很受挫败的一个光景。
Amen. Can you imagine all the benefits of being a Christian? What it means to be a child of God, and you know nothing about what that means.
如果想象我们所有神的应许，所有我们作为神儿女的好处，我们都不明白的话
，It's like being a son and an heir to the richest man in the world.But you haven't got two pennies to rub together.
就好像如果作为全世界首富的继承人，那么如果你居然一无所闻
，living like a pauper.
那么你活得像一个非常贫穷的人。
When your dad is so rich.
但是你的父亲却是亿万富翁。
See, we are living in fear all the time when we don't realize there is a God who sits on the throne, and He is our Father.
很多时候当我们活在恐惧当中，我们忘记这样的一个真理，我们的父，我们的永生的神，他是在一切权柄之上，坐在宝座上。
David knows who is God.
大卫真正的认识这位神。
He said, you may come with weapons.
他说你会带着你的武器刀枪来攻击我。
I come to you with the name of the Lord because I know who I am.
他说我是靠着万军之耶和华的名来与你征战。
We come in the name of Jesus because we know who we are.
我们是奉主的名来与你征战，因为我们知道我们真实的身份。
That's why when the demon sees you, you say in the name of Jesus, get out.
所以当我们看见邪灵的时候，我们说奉耶稣基督的名要离开。
Because he's not afraid of you, he's afraid of the name.
这个邪灵并不是害怕我们，他是害怕我们口中所提到的耶和华的名。
Your enemy is not afraid of you, but he's afraid of the name.
所以这个仇敌并不是害怕我们，而是
惧怕我们的神。And what is
that name? 这个名字是什么呢？
What is that name?
这个名字是什么呢？
What is that name of the Lord?
这个是主的名字是什么呢？
Jesus.
就是我们的主耶稣。
Say all, every time when you've got nothing to do at home, you just say, Jesus, Jesus,
平时我们在家里没有
Jesus,
没有事情的时候，我们就不断去思想
Holy Spirit,
耶稣基督，主耶稣。
Explain more about Jesus to me.
求圣灵啊，你给我们更多的开启，让我们更多的认识我们的主。
Tell me more about Jesus.
告诉我们更多关于主的一个一些真实的看见。
Amen.
Amen.
And then in verse 7, next one. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut your head off, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
46节，大卫接着说，今日耶和华必将你交在我手里，我必杀你，砍下你的头，使全地的人都知道以色列中有神。
When you stand up against your enemy, when you stand up against the giant, God will allow you to cut his head off so that you know that God is with you.
所以当我们真的站立出来，正面去迎接我们的仇敌的时候，神会让我们砍下那仇敌的头，以致让我们知道神是与我们同在的。
That is the whole point about prayer, about the power of prayer. Whenever God answers a prayer, it confirms that he hears you and that he knows you.
所以这就是祷告的大能，每次我们祷告得蒙垂听，就是再次印证了神是与我们同在，神是垂听我们祷告的。
When the enemy is defeated, you of all people will know that he is your God.
当我们的仇敌被击败的时候，我们知道我们的主耶稣是我们的神。
This is how you experience the love of God.
这也是我们如何来经历神的爱。
Not in the mind say, God loves me, God loves me. No, by seeing him delivering you, by seeing him cutting off the head of your enemy.
这不是我们在给自己洗脑，只是告诉我们说头脑的认知说神爱我，神爱我，而是在我们的经历当中，在我们看到神亲自为我们击败我们的仇敌的时候，我们经历到他的爱。
Verse 47 it said, and that all this assembly may know that the Lord saves not with the sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he gives you into your hand.
47节说，又使这里的全会众知道耶和华使人得胜，不是用刀用枪，因为征战全在乎耶和华，他必将你们交在我们手里。
Because when God destroys the enemy Goliath in your life, suddenly you realize all this time God loves you.
所以当神把我们生命中的仇敌，把我们生命当中的巨人哥利亚击败的时候，我们就真的深深的知道主是爱我们的。
And that the battle belongs to him.
让我们知道这个征战是在乎耶和华。
Amen.
Amen.
So what do we do?
那么我们做什么呢？
You need to know who you are.
首先我们要知道我们真实的身份。
Who is the giant mocking at?
是哪个那个巨人在嘲笑的是谁呢？
Amen. Verse 48 then says, when the Philistine arose and came and drew near David, David ran quickly towards the battle line to meet the Philistine.
48节，那非利士人起来迎向大卫，走近前来，大卫急忙往战场迎向非利士人跑去。
The Hebrew actually says, he ran in a hurry.
那么希伯来文说，大卫急忙跑过去。
I don't know why the Chinese, I've forgotten that word.
急忙 quickly, in hurry.
Yeah?
急忙就是很冲冲，很快快的，快快速的。
Okay, there you are. Do you see, not only does David run towards Goliath, he didn't run the other way. All the other people ran all the other way. Their lives never changed. His brothers and the rest of Israel never changed because they ran the other way. But David ran towards his giant.
所以我们看到大卫当时反应，他是面向那个哥利亚跑去的，然后正面迎敌，但是他不像他的哥哥或者其他的士兵是反方向跑逃跑。
Was he afraid?
那么他害怕吗？当时
Of course he is afraid.
面对这样的巨人，他当然害怕。
Because he's a short guy and this is a giant.
他是一个
As a normal human being, everybody thinks David is not afraid. He's afraid.
所以对于当时那种真实的情况，那么作为一个人的本能都会有害怕的情况。
But it's okay to be afraid.
就是我说我们有害怕的感受是 OK 的。
Because being a human being, you will be afraid when you see a big giant.
那我们在我面前站立一个巨人，那么出现那种害怕的反应是
正常的。Battling the enemy, your heart does tremble.
很多时候，当我们要去迎敌的时候，我们的心也会颤抖。
But the difference is, it won't control him.
但是这个惧，问题是这个惧怕没有掌控大卫。
Brothers and sisters, don't wait until you are not afraid.You got to battle your enemy when you are afraid.
所以不要等到说我们不再害怕的时候才去迎敌，而是尽管我们有害怕的思想，但是我们也照样去迎敌。
Say to yourself, it is okay to have fear in your heart.
可是对，我们可以对自己说，尽管我们有害怕的情绪，但是也是 OK 的，可以的，没问题的。
But it is not okay to let fear dominate you.
但是如果这个惧怕到一种程度已经在操控我们的时候，就不可以了。
That's why the Bible says overcome the fear.
所以圣经讲说，我们要胜过。
Let something else more bigger and stronger dominate your life.
让一些更大、更有能力的东西来操控我们的生命。
Amen. Let the love of God, let the faith of God dominate your life instead.
让神的爱、神的信心在我们里面扎根。
I'm sure, right? David's heart is boom, 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 boom. But as he pray, he uses that. But you see, he has to run, not just run slowly.Not sure. But he just ran towards the enemy.
所以当时大卫的心可能 也害怕的砰砰直跳，但是当时他并没有缓缓前进，而是真的是鼓足劲的一。
When we are battling the giant, when we are battling the giant, you are battling your fear as well.
所以当我们 在迎敌的时候，我们也在与我们心中的恐惧在征战。
Don't let people fool you that you won't be afraid. You will be afraid.
不要让人不要有这种错误的想法说
But when you pray,
我不会害怕，但其实
and you pray and you pray,
但是当我们不断的祷告，不断的祷告的时候
something else dominate your heart.
但是会有一种能力来充满你的心
The power of God comes.
神的能力会进入
God's faith comes.
神的信心也进入
So that God's faith in your heart is stronger than your fear.
所以在心中的神的信心会胜过你心中的
恐惧。And then what you do, you get your sling and your weapon and you start running towards your fears.
所以你拿着你手中的那个机弦跟甩石，就一鼓作气地跑向你的仇敌。
If you are afraid today, it is the right time to destroy your enemy.
如果今天你心中还有害怕，那么现在就是时候来迎敌了。
Pray that God will give you the strength.
来祷告神会赐给你这样的能力。
Be strong and be courageous and be brave.
让我们 要刚强站立得稳的勇往直前。
Run towards your enemy.
让我们要跑向我们的仇敌。
Suddenly you realize.
然后你会意识到。
Your enemy dies easily.
你的仇敌很容易就被击败了。
Amen. Those of you who have experienced that, you know what I'm talking about.
那些可能有类似经历的知道我在讲什么。
I didn't realize that with God, you can slaughter such giants.
靠着主，我们可以击杀如此大的一个巨人。
Amen. Don't let fear dominate you.
不要让惧怕来操控你的思想。
But pray for strength.
但是祷告神的能力
to dominate you instead.
相反的，让神的能力来掌管。
Take hold of that strength that God has given you.
来紧紧抓住神所赐给你这个能力。
Finally.Face up to your fears.
然后最后正面的去面对你的仇敌。
And you find the enemy collapse easily.
然后你会发现你的仇敌很容易被击败。
And afterward you say, was that it?
啊，然后可能你会完结束之后你会说啊，这样就完了吗？
All it was took
就轻而易举就搞定了。
All it did was took a stone to kill the giant.
就是到最后大卫只是用一颗小石子就把这个巨人给击倒了。
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters.We may be surrounded by enemies.
弟兄姊妹们，我们可能四面被受困。
The enemy, the giant, may be mocking you.
可能我们生命中有这样的巨人来嘲笑我们。
But when you begin to realize this is not my battle, but God's battle.
但是如果我们意识到这个征战在乎神而不在乎我们的时候
，He will give you instructions.
神会给我们指示。
And He will give you the strength.
神也会给我们能力去面对我们的敌人。
Overcome any fear that you may have.To overcome any fear.
让我们神会帮助我们去胜过我们生命中所有的恐惧。
Amen. Jesus reminded his disciples in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28.
在马太福音第十章二十八节，耶稣来再一次的 对他的门徒说
And he said, And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell.
这里说那杀人身体但不能灭人灵魂的不要怕他们唯有那能在地狱里毁灭身体和灵魂的才要怕他
What Jesus is basically saying, don't be afraid of people that can kill your body.
所以这里换言之主耶稣在说不要害怕那些可以能伤害你身体的人
But instead fear God.
但是与相反我们要来敬畏我们的神
Because he can destroy your soul and body in hell.
因为他说只有神才可以灭我们的身体和魂在地狱里面
Amen Jesus is telling his disciples Don't be afraid
所以主耶稣在告诉他的门徒说不要去害怕
And then he goes on to say
然后他接着说
Are not two sparrows sold for a penny And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your father
他说两只麻雀不是卖一铜钱吗你的父若不许一只也不会掉在地上
Two sparrows are worth nothing
两只麻雀真的不值一文不值
To the Jewish people Two sparrows is the cheapest purchase
所以对于犹太人来说两只麻雀是最便宜的一种买卖
Worthless
是不值什么钱的
It's yet God values them
但是就算这么不值钱的人神都看重
So no matter how low value you place on yourself God doesn't see that
所以尽管你自己看自己都 不值一切
then he,
就不重要的话
Then he goes on to say in verse 30 But even the hair of your head are all numbered Fear not therefore you are more valued than many sparrows
就是你们的头发也都数过了所以不要惧怕你们比许多的麻雀还贵重
God knows exactly how many hair you lost this morning
神连今天早上你掉的头发他都数过
Amen I don't God knows how many hair have fallen from your head throughout your lifetime
神连你这一生你 头上 所掉的头发他都知道数
This is to say that God knows every detail about you
所以换言之神知道我们生命中发生的一切的细节
More than yourself
甚至比我们自己还清楚
So he's therefore saying God knows exactly your situation, what you're going through, the enemy's threat against your life.
所以主耶稣在对我们说，神对我们生命中所经历的一切光景都了如指掌。
In your workplace, God knows exactly the person who is trying to bully you.
在你工作上那些欺负你的人，神也非常的清楚。
God has His own time and plan to deal with that person.
神有他自己的方式和时间来处理这些问题。
That's why God asks us to bless our enemies.
所以神说让我们来祝福我们的仇敌。
In my lifetime, I've seen a few of my enemies suddenly die.
在我的经历当中，我看到我的几个仇敌突然死去。
And it shocked me.
当时我很震惊。
Wow, no wonder why God say bless them.
所以我当时心里想说，难怪神说我们要爱我们的仇敌。
Because he's actually worse than me.
其实没想到他们的光景比我更糟。
All I want is some justice, but he just take them away.
可能是我只是想要神一个公义，但是没有想到他们的结局比我想的更
糟糕。That's why there is no reward for being wicked.
所以对于那些邪恶的人是没有赏赐。
I have actually seen God judge people. And, wow, I better not mess around with God.
我亲眼见证神来刑罚那些不行不义的人。
Truly, overnight, someone.He can destroy someone's soul and body in hell, according to Jesus.
实实在在的说，神有这个能力，可以在一夜之间把一个人在地狱当中把他的生命和灵魂都毁灭。
Nobody, even the most proudest person, the most arrogant person in this world, cannot escape God's judgment.
没有，世上没有任何人，不管是再厉害的人，都可以逃脱神的审判。
That's why we who are loved by God.
如此我们知道我们是被神所爱的
should fear not
我们不要惧怕
because we are his children
因为我们是神的儿女
everybody say again not my battle but your battle Lord
让我们一起来说征战不在乎我而是在乎神
not my problem your problem
我们的问题也不在乎我们而是在乎神
Lord
主啊
tell me what to do
主告诉我应该怎么去做
that's how I would advise you to pray
这也是我建议大家如此的祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
And God will answer.
神会垂听我们的祷告。
And then when God tells you to do it,
当神给我们指示去做的时候，
don't be like the rest of the people, run away.
不要像好像所有的那些其他的士兵一样，
stand
转身逃离。
Strong, stand firm.
而我们要摆正站立得稳。
Run towards your fear.
然后正面去迎接我们的惧怕。
Let God slaughter your enemy.
让神借着我们的手来击杀我们的仇敌。
And then afterwards.
然后在那之后
you will go, wow.
你会哇、wow, 你会非常的
吃惊 He is indeed
a
mighty God.
说哇、wow, 实实在在侍奉的是一个全能的神
Let's all pray.
让我们一起祷告
Lord,
Amen.
I thank you, Lord.
主啊我们感谢你
That this is your battle, not my battle.
主啊我们知道这征战在乎你而不在乎我们
It is your problem, not my problem.
主啊这个问题也在乎你而不在乎我们
Tell me what I need to do.
主啊求你指示我们如何来行
To defeat the enemies in front of me.
主要来击败我面前的仇敌。
To drive away the giant.
主要真的追赶这个仇巨人。
Lord, help me not to be afraid.
主要帮助我不再惧怕。
Help me, O God, to strengthen my heart.
主要帮助我来刚强我的心。
Don't let me be dominated and controlled by fear.
让我的心不要被恐惧所掌管操控。
Let me overcome.
让我可以因此靠着你得胜。
Let me receive my reward.
让我可以得着属天的赏赐。
And receive what you want to give me.
来领受神你愿意赏赐给我的。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I really believe right now many people in the church we are fighting battles.
我相信我们当中教会当中很多人正在一个征战当中。
This is the opportunity from God.
这是神给我们的一个机会。
To overcome.
让我们可以来帮助我们来
胜过 so that God can open the door of blessing for your life.
所以神可以打开一个祝福的门在你的生命当中
Once your enemy is got rid of,
当我们的仇敌被处理掉的时候
there's nothing to stop you from receiving.
就没有任何东西可以拦住我们来领受在神里面的祝福
We need to be set free, Lord.
主啊，我们要得释放了
We need to be free.
我们要得自由主
Help.Our brothers and sisters.
来帮助我们每一个弟兄姊妹们
Let our church, Lord, let our brothers and sisters be fruitful.
让我们每一个人在你里面能多结果子
Help us to lead many to Christ.
帮助我们带领更多人来认识你耶稣
Help us to be fruitful in our workplace, in our home life.
主啊，帮助我们在我们的职场上，在我们的家庭当中都多结果子
Lord, help us.
主啊，求你来帮助我们
Hallelujah. I really believe that God is speaking to you.
我真的相信神在对我今天在对我们说话
Don't forget
不要忘记
Today some people came to church and say Lord I need to hear you
今天我们当中有人来教会之前说主啊我需要听到你的声音
This is it
这是神在对你说话
God want you to be strong
神要让你刚强
And not to be afraid
让你不要惧怕
He will battle for you
神会为你征战
When you stand strong
我们要站立得稳
Allow him to destroy your enemy
我们要亲眼看神为我们击败我们的仇敌
Then you will truly know
这样你会亲自的经历
That he loves you
神对你的爱
That he always cares for you
知道神一直都眷顾你
And if that's you
如果这是你的话
You by faith say thank you Lord
那么今天凭信心说主
Thank you, Lord.
我谢谢你谢谢你主
Holy Spirit help me to understand this
圣灵，祈求你的帮助，我更深的明白这个道理，帮助我来领受这个应许。
Help me to receive this.
帮助我领受这个话语。
Set me free, Holy Spirit.
圣灵来释放我。
Set me free from fear.
让我从自由当中，
Set me free from
恐惧当中得自由。
Anxiety.
主，从焦虑当中得自由。
Set me free from my giants.
让我从我生命当中的巨人当中得释放。
Give me peace, Lord.
主啊，求你赐给我平安。
Give me peace.
赐给我平安主
Hallelujah. God will give you peace.
主会赐给你平安
Several people tomorrow when you show up at work.
我们当中有几个人明天你去上班的时候
There will be such a turnaround.
在你的工作职场上有一个很大的一个转变
And you wonder what happened.
你可能会想说到底发生什么了
Others will go home today.
可能我们当中有些人今天回家以后
There will be peace in your heart.
你心中有说不出的平安
Then you realize
然后你会意识到
Your real enemy is not your husband or your wife
知道你的真正的仇敌并不是你的丈夫或者你的妻子
It is the enemy
而是背后的仇敌的攻击你。
He seeks to destroy and kill and steal.
他想来偷袭、毁坏，并且杀戮你。
Holy Spirit.
哦，圣灵啊。
Help us, Lord.
帮助我们。
Let the Holy Spirit minister to you, brothers and sisters.
让我们打开我们的心，让圣灵来继续的在我们里面
做工。Whatever it is.God knows every detail.
不管发生什么事情，神都知道所有的细节。
Work with Him.
让我们与神同工。
Allow God to win your battles for you.
让神来介入，来为我们征战，为我们得胜。
Hallelujah. Let's all stand.
Hallelujah. 让我们站立起来，敬拜我们的神。
Hallelujah. Just lift up our hands.
Hallelujah.
And worship Him.Those of you who are online, you do the same.
那些在网上与我们聚会的弟兄姊妹，让我们也举起我们的手来敬拜他。
God has spoken to you today.
今天主也在对你说话。
There's a sister there.
我们当中有位姊妹。
You know God is speaking to your heart now.
你知道神今天对你的心说话了。
You need to let go.
你需要来放下。
You need to forgive.
你需要来饶恕。
You need to see your life being positive.
你要一个正积极的眼光来看待你的生命。
You need to let go of the past.
你需要来在过往当中放手。
Don't let the enemy destroy your entire life.
不要让仇敌借此来毁坏你整个生命。
God has a greater plan.
神对你有一个更大的计划。
Many times you know that people try to hurt you.
很多时候你当知道很多人尝试伤害你的时候
But you're still here
但是你仍然站立着
Because God has always protected you
因为神来常常来 保护你
He always knows you
神知道你
Your life is in God's hand
你的生命在神的手中
And those people in church today
今天在教会当中的人
Your body is sick
如果你身体当中有疾病
You need healing
你需要医治
Trust God with your life.
让我们来相信，把我们的生命交托在神手中。
Know that God is gracious to you.
知道神必恩典，必恩待你。
Open your heart.
打开我们的心。
Allow Him to do what He needs to do.
打开我们的心，来让神进入，来做他需要做的工作。
Let's all lift up our hands now and worship Him.
让我们举起我们的手来敬拜他。
Do you sense the presence of the Holy Spirit here?
神的同在已经在我们当中。
There's a shepherd's presence.
一种牧羊人的同在。
He's here to comfort us.
他今天来亲自的安慰我们。
He's here to bring us peace.
他要来将平安赐给我们。
God's presence is with us.
神的平安，神的同在在我们当中。
Lift up your hand and touch Him.
让我们举起我们的手来触摸。
Hallelujah. Hi, Mina.
Rise and thunders command the storm. Father, you are King over the flood. I will be still and know you are God.
Hide me now.
Hide me now. Under your wings. Cover me. Within your mind.
When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are King over the flood.
I will be still and know you.
Lord, I ask you right now, Lord,
主啊，我们祷告主
to have mercy on us.
主，求你亲自怜悯我们
and heal our souls.
主啊，来医治我们的魂
heal our minds.
来医治我们的意念
heal our hearts.
来医治我们的心
deliver us.
主啊，来释放我们
Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名
receive.
我们来领受
Receive
领受
Receive in Jesus' name
奉耶稣的名来领受
God sets you free
神来释放你
Power God sets you free
神的大能要释放你
Be free
得自由
Be free
得自由
Be free
得自由
In Jesus' name
奉耶稣的名
Be loose in Jesus' name
奉耶稣的名被释放
You break the power of the enemy
我们来击破仇杀
Be free in Jesus' name
奉耶稣名的释放的自由
Be free
得自由
Be free
得自由
Be set free And I just pray Father for those who are sick in the body
主我们当中身体有疾病的祷告
Break every disease
主啊来把一切疾病的灵打破
We break every infirmity
主啊一切疾病的灵我们打破
Bind them in Jesus' name
我们奉耶稣名来捆绑这样的灵
And we release healing
主啊我们释放你的医治
Into our bodies
来进入我们的身体主
Free from every infirmity
主啊从一切的疾病当中释放我们主
Receive the faith of God
主啊我们领受属神的信心
God recreate
主啊你重新来创造
Recreate
主啊你重新来创造
Heal Our bodies.
主啊，你来医治我们的身体。
Heal.
医治我们的身体。
Mind every disease to go.
主啊，命令一切的疾病要离开。
Every sickness to go.
任何的疾病的疼痛要离开。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Somebody's tongue, you got a lot of blisters, and in your teeth, it hurts.
很多人你的口腔有很多的溃疡或者你牙齿
疼痛 the Lord heals you.
我们祷告神医治就临到你
Be free in Jesus' name
现在得医治 Hallelujah
let your tongue be free
让你的舌头 得释放
Jesus' mighty name
奉耶稣的名
Father we pray Lord in the name of Jesus
奉耶稣基督的名
Hallelujah Hallelujah we thank you Lord
Hallelujah 我们感谢你主
We thank you.
谢谢你耶稣谢谢主
We thank you, Lord.
哦感谢你主
We thank you, Lord.
谢谢你主
We thank you, Lord.
哦谢谢你主耶稣
We thank you, Lord.
哦谢谢你主 Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
谢谢主
Please be seated. Today's service is over. You come forward and we pray for you. If anyone needs prayer.
好今天的聚会到此结束神祝福大家如果大家有需要给到前面我们为你祷告
Be strong And take courage Do not fear Or be dismayed For the Lord will go Before you And His light will show bad. Nothing can change you, that you can come back. I know you will always be in His love and His power. You will be free. Be strong and take courage. Do not fear or be dismayed, for the Lord who is within you will be strong.